welcome to the But Here We Go podcast, coming at you from But Here We Go Studios in Dallas, Texas. Today is December 30th, 2023.
So close.
We are so close to the new year. What does the new year bring? It brings an election. It brings January. It brings
seasons.
It brings.
I pre-ordered a book that comes out. Ooh, that gets shipped to my door in 2024.
I have placed an Amazon order that should be here in January.
What did you order from Amazon?
I ordered some poopery.
Did you?
Because Jake's poops are stinky.
The worst.
I ordered some more AeroPress filters because I use those when I'm descaling the espresso machine. And I ordered a dryer vent cover for the back house because that is something I've wanted to get done for the past 3 years.
Wow.
I finally ordered it.
Look now, at you. Your 2024 is looking productive.
We'll get it and then it'll be installed in 2026. That's the rate that we're going. We've got a whole lot of stuff coming up in 2024, don't we?
We really don't. I don't. Like,
it is.
I mean,
we are
house hunting, so in theory, we'll be moving in 2024. That will be a big deal.
And
we'll have a first grader in 2024.
There's just so many things. 2024 is going to be such a big year.
I just think, I don't know. I've never, like, I didn't grow up doing New Year's resolutions or anything, so I kind of think the whole, you know,
this isn't really a resolution though.
No, I know. I just like it's arbitrary. Like, we have decided that Monday is the new year, and like nothing has actually changed, just the calendar. So it's not anything to really be excited about, you know.
Okay, well, that's the end of talking about 2024.
No, it's fine.
Let's talk about normal stuff that we'll talk about.
No, I can talk about, you know, abstract 2024.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about.
You said
about.
You wanted to talk about predictions for 2024. So what are your predictions for 2024?
Ooh, my predictions for 2024. Ooh. There will be a new president.
False. There won't be a new president.
You're correct.
Whoever is the president won't be
there will be
sworn
new,
in until January 2025.
President-elect.
There you go. Well, I don't know. Is if Biden wins again, is he considered?
I don't know.
It just happens, right? Is there an inauguration ceremony for the second term? I don't remember.
I don't know.
It's been a minute.
People don't care about second terms.
You really don't. You just kind of breeze by.
It just kind of happens.
It's all a blur.
Yeah. Let's see. What other predictions for 2024? Let me go into my mind.
I predict another grid blackout. Like a grid.
Like a serious one or just like a little blip?
A serious one. Like,
really?
February,
why do you predict that?
It's more because it's a fear of mine. And so me predicting is just going to make me prepare myself for it.
Oh, okay. Oh,
it'll make me feel better about it.
That's great.
But also I've been watching the news. I haven't been watching the news. I've been reading articles about the Texas grid. And they're very much like, we're expected to have a really cold winter, which for us has just begun. And they've said time and time again that our grid's not prepared for it.
Yeah.
Remember I showed you that article the other day that said we need to do more renewables.
Yeah. People have been saying that this was supposed to be a cold winter so far. And granted, winter just started. I recognize, you know, going back to the arbitrary seasons and stuff. Although
seasons are arbitrary. Right. Seasons
are according to
rotations.
Planetary alignment
right.
and rotations. But all that to say, it has not been cold yet. It really has.
I don't know, man. I stand out and do the car drop-off line. It's been pretty cold. some of those mornings.
We have had an incredibly mild year so far.
Well, it's because winter's like, what is we it, like still, week one of winter?
We still have tomato plants.
Yeah, those tomatoes be cray.
Yeah.
They be tripping.
We still have peppers. We still have peppers.
I think they're just confused, though.
We still have peppers that we're producing up until, in fact, we cut a jalapeno off of our jalapeno plant and made pizza with it last week.
Right. It's fine.
I just think that everybody's saying we're having a cold winter. I am concerned that they have it wrong.
Right. And I'm going to take this clip when I'm in editing, and I'm going to save this clip. And then when the blackout happens, I'm going to text you this audio file.
Do it. I'm excited.
I can't wait. Any other predictions for 2024?
My prediction for 2024.
I think there's the aliens are going to not like.
Every time I start talking, you just interrupt me. My prediction, more interruptions.
But here's the thing. You're not saying anything. You're just saying my prediction is, and then you're not saying anything.
You don't give me a chance to say anything.
Okay, go. What's your prediction?
Okay. My prediction for 2024 will be.
I'm not cutting out. I'm not editing out the empty pauses.
Good. I don't want you to cut out any empty pauses. I think that 2024 is going to see. Call me crazy.
I think
there is going to be cooperation in government. We're not going to have a whole kumbaya moment, people holding hands.
Prediction.
We're not going to have kumbaya, people holding hands, solving the world's crises and all of them. But I think we are going to see some good, strong, positive movement that is bipartisan.
Wait, so that's so funny. That's in direct conflict with my prediction is I think we're going to see multiple instances of political violence.
I fully believe we could see that too.
You think there's going to be both cooperation?
I think there'll be both.
Okay.
I think we are going to see some cooperation because we were just talking about this earlier. I feel like there has been a lot that has been done recently, specifically the I forget what it stands for, but it's the BIL, which I think is, I think it's the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. And then there's the IRA, which is the Inflation Reduction Act. These were two, or maybe it's Building and Infrastructure Law. I don't know what the BIL stands for, but those were two very big, large spending packages
that were
passed and passed during the Biden administration. And there is a lot of new projects that are supposed to be getting greenlit because of those two big, large things that have occurred. Now, that were those bipartisan? No, I think everything is right now. Everything's controlled by the Democrats.
So what?
But where I'm going with that, earlier you said before we were on the podcast, you were like, oh, well, you know, people are saying that Biden hasn't done anything. And I commented on those saying these are two big things that have occurred. I think that besides those, I would agree, not much has been done. And therefore, people are going to kind of, people meaning the general population, will start holding people accountable, meaning holding representatives accountable, saying, hey, we need to do something. We need to start actually having progress, whatever that looks like.
Do you think that will possibly erupt in multiple instances of violence?
Oh, maybe. But maybe that will then turn into
positive
some
change.
Cooperation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of positive change. That could look like more renewable energy. That could look like stronger.
I would say you seem very focused on the renewable energy aspect of
this. That's what I'm saying right now. But I'm also saying one thing that One thing that could come from that is some new sensible gun laws. Maybe that occurs. Maybe. Because finally people are like, you know what? Maybe we're being a little bit crazy.
Trigger happy?
Maybe we're being a little bit too cavalier. Maybe we need to rein it in a little bit.
I don't know, man. I think that, to your point, I think there will be some moderate voices that rise to the surface, but I think they will be drowned out by both sides of the extremes.
Some moderate voices will rise after extreme violence occurs.
Yeah, they'll come in. They'll, guys, like, help pick up the pieces.
Hey, right. Girls, boys, here I am. Let me fix this.
And then
they'll
get, like, mulled over by the crowd.
They'll say, let me fix this. And they'll be like, yes, finally, a voice of reason.
Can I tell you my prediction now?
Yeah, okay, let's hear it.
I think the aliens are going to come back. And by the aliens are going to come back.
Come back?
And by, yes, let me explain. Do you remember, like, 6 months ago when there was that whole government thing on TV about the fact that we have aliens, yeah, we have, like, proof of aliens, and then now literally no one is speaking about it?
Wait. They said we have proof of aliens?
Yeah, the guy was like, I heard from a guy at this army base that they have this, and they, like, have the name of the alien. Like, they named the alien, the body, of the, and he was alive for, like, 25 years, living in some, like, Area 51 location with the military. You obviously were not paying close attention to this.
I did not hear that he lived for 25
years. I didn't look too much into it because, frankly, it freaked me out. But I predict we're going to get the story back. Something's going to happen. Someone's going to bring that back up to make aliens cool again.
What if that was just a little bacteria on a rock?
I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was, but I think we're going to see aliens again in the new year in some capacity. I'm not saying they're real or false. I think they're just going to be in the news in some capacity.
Okay.
It's been too quiet.
I hear that.
That's my other prediction for 2024.
Here is my other prediction for 2024.
Okay.
There is going to be another major crash in, like...
Like airplane?
Not airplane. Crash is the wrong word.
Economy.
Not the... Well, yeah. Recession is coming. Bum, bum, bum. Now...
You looked at me with shame in your own eyes.
No, you know, like Fyre Festival. Did you hear that kind of crash? Like a complete sham festival is going to be thrown and it is going to come to light and it's going to be like, wait a second. This was a terrible, horrendous debacle.
So I take that and I raise you to, I think, yes, and I think there'll be another great Netflix documentary series about whatever it is you're predicting. All in the same
year.
Does
it come all in the same year?
All in the same year. Yeah, wow. Yeah. Netflix is fast. They'll get on it. Yeah. They'll hop on it fast.
Did we talk about it on the podcast about Burning Man this year?
No, what happened at Burning? Didn't they all die of dehydration?
No, not everybody. No, Burning Man did not become a wasteland of dead people.
But there were some concerns, right?
Burning Man is a hot topic in the geothermal industry.
Burning
just
Man,
to let you know,
like just right now or for
Burning
all time.
Burning Man and geothermal have a very contentious relationship.
Why?
So because Burning Man and some, like, the group who is the, I hate to say city council, but I think it's like something like that. They have put in a motion to stop the building of a geothermal power plant.
So they can do Burning Man.
Not so that they can do Burning Man. It would not impact Burning Man in the slightest, except that they said that the lights, or maybe the steam, or maybe
some
knowing of the fact that there is a geothermal power plant nearby
would
impact their ability to
vibe it up at Burning Man.
It would throw off their vibes.
Has their petition been accepted?
Well, because they said that, they have to go through additional permitting and additional studies.
They gotta prove the vibes.
They have to prove that they would not
impact
the vibe. So there's a really contentious relationship there. But what happened to Burning Man this year, they had like 100-year floods. They had like historical rains, and people literally got stuck there.
Oh, you that's couldn't right, get right. out. Yeah, see, I knew something was wrong.
Yeah, they didn't dehydrate. They overhydrated.
Did but you no know one you drowned, can do that? Right?
You can drown by drinking too much water.
I know. There was that famous frat boy situation where they didn't make him chug beer. They made him chug water and he died.
Are you kidding me?
That was like a whole lawsuit. I remember hearing about it in like high school.
Okay. Would you rather die of alcohol poisoning or drowning by drinking too much water?
What? Do I?
Answer the question.
I don't know. My reputation for either would be bad. Like the water would be like, God, she's such a nerd that she drank herself to death she's on freaking so dumb. Water. But also like I've never drank a beer in my life, so I don't that sounds I don't like alcohol, so it wouldn't be enjoyable for me.
I don't think it would even
not that dying needs to be enjoyable by any means.
I feel like it would be borderline impossible for somebody who's never drank to actually be able to get to that point.
Why, you think I just throw up?
Yeah, I think your body would
that, or I would like
would
I
would crash too I soon. Would, I and would give up.
What's it called? Absorb the alcohol so fast because I have virgin alcohol body, and then I would pass out and never.
Your
wake
body
up again.
Wouldn't know what's going on, and it would just shut off. You would have like a shot, and you'd be like, oh. Gone.
It's a terrible question. Can we move back to predictions? Because I have a final prediction.
No, we can't move back yet. I know somebody who, and we can talk about this, give names offline, but they were so concerned about getting dehydrated. And this was like on a long, like 15-mile hike in the desert in the summertime.
Okay, so valid concern.
They were so concerned about getting dehydrated that they ended up drinking too much water, and they weren't like close to drowning, but they like threw off all their electrolytes, and their body was physically like feeling like it was shutting down because they drank too much water. So they had to like go to the hospital, get like a right. salt water IV.
Right.
And it was a whole
Did
big
they drink
thing.
Distilled water? Do they not have electrolytes in their water?
I don't know.
I have too
I
many
know.
Questions about this. We'll talk about
it's
it
a big question. I don't those are the details I didn't get.
Right.
It was just one of those wow, how'd that happen? Okay. Other predictions.
Okay, other prediction is I predict either a award nominated documentary or a dramatic reacting or like dramatization of the Titanic submersible.
You think so?
I think so. Yeah, for sure. We've haven't heard about it for a while, but that dominated global. I mean, I likened it to, you know, when those like 11 soccer kids got sick in the cave in Thailand? Same thing, except not a happy ending. So yeah, we'll for sure have it. We don't have a documentary about the sub yet. Like, we got to have a documentary about the sub.
True.
I'll put money on that.
True. I'll take it. Okay. I'll take your money.
Great. We have a joint bank account for sure.
So here's the big question.
Okay.
The big prediction.
Who's going to play the people?
Who's going to play? No. Not who's going to play the people. I'm not going to watch that documentary.
James Cameron will be playing himself.
Yes, of course.
Watch, he'll direct it. Could you imagine?
What
he directed it.
What is going to be that big world coming together news story?
I don't know. The thing yesterday was the Pop-Tart being eaten at the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Those things are
unpredictable.
No. That was...
That brought the world together.
That did not bring the world together.
Okay, not yet, but it's definitely brought America together on TikTok and Twitter.
I mean, is there going to be a soccer team that gets stuck in a cave? Is there going to be a submersible?
No. It's the Olympics.
Do you think the Olympics are going to bring the world together?
I mean, we'll have some shared moments for sure.
But is there going to be something bigger that is...
Yes, aliens.
Uncommon.
Aliens.
You think it's going to be the aliens?
I think it's going to be aliens, for sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Someone's honking their horn behind us. I think out of everything that we have just discussed, I think our best options are the aliens and then the multiple instances of political violence could, like the aftermath could bring the whole world together in some capacity, depending on how bad the violence was. Or if it's like an international political violence type situation. Because we also have two wars going on right now. Ukraine is still going on. The Israel-Palestine situation is still going on. And so those, in theory, will still be going on by Monday. So that is those are two 2024 wars.
And you know what? Maybe China's going to invade.
Maybe Russia. Who knows? We have so many other players.
Russia's already invading.
I mean, like us. Like maybe they'll like fight back at us. I think China said something about taking Taiwan back.
I mean,
recently. So
that's going to be things spicy.
It's too much. I can't. It's enough. That's enough. International diplomacy. I don't.
Or lack of.
Do you ever get tired of feeling like, and honestly, knowing you, you're like, I don't feel this way, but feeling like you have to have an opinion on everything?
Nope.
Like, I feel like with the internet the way that it is.
I don't have an opinion on everything.
Right. I feel like the internet the way that it is, like, these very complicated nuance, like, you have to have a degree in poli sci or, like, you know, been studying international relations for like 40 years to understand truly what's going on or have actual insider information. But like little old us on our smartphones are expected to like, you know,
yeah,
have a really educated opinion on these things.
Yeah.
I don't have the capacity, truthfully. It's compassion fatigue. I have international diplomacy fatigue.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. I don't think that I think about that stuff enough. I just like, I get my Thermal Thursdays and like, that's what I go for.
Right.
That is my thing.
That's your
Thermal
thing.
Thursdays.
Well,
if you're not on LinkedIn and looking at my Thermal Thursdays, go check it out.
Yeah, go look it up.
I do think that there will be one big major event that the world does kind of focus in on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like for some reason, this is the universe calling to me. I think it's either.
I hated everything about that.
The universe doesn't call to me, but I think it could be like a really cool meteor shower or maybe
Well, isn't the eclipse happening next year over Dallas?
No, I don't think
so. Like the solar eclipse?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, is that the year after?
It's maybe 26.
It's coming up.
So either like a meteor shower or maybe there's going to be a cute lost dog that gets found that becomes a worldwide sensation. Those are my two. Like I think something happy-go-lucky is going to be bringing the world together. Okay. That is my last prediction for 2024.
There is going to be a solar eclipse in April 2024. I think it's going to be an
interstellar.
Something to do with space. I know I'm on the alien thing. I think because I think we're set to send astronauts to the moon again in 2024, I want to say.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, are you ready for this?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Brace yourself. Pierce Brosnan, you know who Pierce Brosnan is, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Pierce Brosnan faces charges after allegedly walking in Yellowstone's thermal areas. Actor Pierce Brosnan could be facing possible jail time after allegedly walking in Yellowstone National Park's hydrothermal areas in violation of federal law. Brosnan is facing citations of foot travel in all thermal areas and within Yellowstone Canyon confined to trails and violating closures and blah, 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 blah. Criminal charges, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. A representative for the 70-year-old Brosnan. Can you believe James Bond is 70 years old now? Incredible.
He's not James Bond anymore.
He didn't respond. Sorry, he has no response. But could he possibly be filming another Bond movie? Did it sound very Bond-esque?
No.
I thought like it sounded Bond-esque. But that also means he could have easily like been melted.
What it sounds like to me, and this is going to take a bad turn, but sounds like he may have dementia.
I was going to say that too.
Why was he
like, maybe he got like stumbled into them instead of doing it on purpose.
Maybe he thought he was like having flashbacks to something. James Bond. He was like, oh, these are hot springs that I need to go and sit in. I need to go relax. You know, like Dante's Peak.
Was he in that movie?
Yeah. He was the main geologist.
Joe, I've literally seen that movie one time, and it was with you. He was the main
geologist. He was the one explaining everything.
So I'm telling you, this is some sort of research for Dante's Peak 2. Would that not be dope? Was it a good Dante's Peak? Did it get good reviews?
Dante's
Fury. Inferno.
No.
Copyright infringement. Dante's
Return.
Dante's Return.
Dante's.
Or just Dante.
Dante's re-eruption.
I don't like how that sounds. I don't like it. Okay, my last one. NASA plans to build houses on the moon by the year 2040.
For who? How much are they? We're in the market, so maybe that's cheaper.
Okay, this is an article from People magazine, so I apologize ahead of time for how it's written. No offense to anyone who writes for People. It's just a different way of writing. More than 50 years after I don't need a story about Neil Armstrong. According to the New York Times, NASA believes that by 2040, Americans will be living in houses on the moon. While some in the scientific community are skeptical that the feat is overly ambitious, NASA scientists insist the 2040 goal for lunar living is entirely attainable. I don't trust it as far as I can throw it. Quote, we're at a pivotal moment, and in some ways it feels like a dream sequence, says Nikki Werkheiser, NASA's Director of Technology Maturation. In other ways, it feels like it was inevitable that we would get here. Werkheiser said NASA's increasing openness to collaborate with academics and other leading experts in the field puts the goal that much closer in reach. We've got all the right people together at the right time with a common goal, blah, blah, blah. Who are they working with? To make it happen, NASA will send a 3D printer to the moon to build housing structures using dust, rocks, and mineral fragments found on the moon's crater surface to make a concrete-like material. They've got benchmarks. In November 2024, 4 human crew members will be rocketed up to orbit the moon. 1 year following that trip, NASA plans to land humans on the moon for a second time in history. So my prediction, 25. This is a dark prediction. I predict that there's going to be trouble on the November 2024.
That is a dark lunar prediction. Mission.
I know. Have you noticed that there's a trend in my predictions? They're all really bad. All I'm a pessimist. I'm having high anxiety right now, so maybe that's probably why.
You're definitely on a downward spiral. But here we say
this. I freaking am very interested in this. So I hope
we'll pray for crazy.
I'm wearing a NASA shirt right now.
You're all about.
Also, keep in mind that the as much as I'm interested in outer space absolutely terrifies me. So I was raised on the movie Apollo 13. So I just like always assume something bad's going to happen when astronauts get on a spaceship. That's just like my default. You can blame Tom Hanks. You don't have to blame me. But. Oh, look, for the construction side of the endeavor, NASA has partnered with ICON, a Texas-based construction technology company. Anyway, here's the thing about the houses on the moon, though. You know, just like it's going to be owned by like Elon Musk and like Bill Gates and like all the most rich people in the world, you know?
Well, I don't think that's why it's very confusing. It's almost like it makes me think of Antarctica. Where
it's just gonna be scientists and astronauts living in the moon.
There's
got
scientist
it.
Buildings, and different countries have like country stations, but they're all in McMurdo Bay, and they all just kind of hang out together,
right?
And do research not together, but
like an international space colony. Yeah,
there's like 30 people there, so that's who you have to hang out
with. But won't
they,
like, that's fine that they can build a house on the moon, but how are they going to provide, like, oxygen?
Yeah, those are bigger questions.
Right.
That you'd have to read The Martian to think about.
Gosh, it's on my list of books to read next year.
We have a copy.
Of The Martian?
Yeah. Huh. Unless we got rid of it.
Were you about to say unless you got rid of it? Saying unless that I got rid of it? Rid I don't it. Touch your books. Remember, we unless agreed upon we that a long time ago. So funny. Okay, cool. I'll read it. Great.
Read it.
Anyway, have you read it?
No, I watched the movie.
I was about to say, it's like, you are one to buy books and not read it.
We got it from dumpster diving.
Oh, from dumpster diving. Got it.
I mean, from The free store.
Anyway, that's all I got.
My prediction is that diving's going to be good this year.
Diving? Dumpster diving?
It's going
to
be good this year.
Hey, if you would like to come dumpster diving with us, you have about 4 months to prepare.
4 months to prep. Clear your calendars the whole month of May. Yeah,
and then reach out. And then
all we'll make May. It happen. Clear it.
But you have to be available for late at night during the work week.
Clear May every night from 9 p.m. until 2 a.m.
No, more like no, midnight. No, clear it.
Clear it.
Oh, yeah, clear it. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, I don't have anything, but I did want to point out a trend. There's this trend of space coming from you this year. Most of your predictions were space related.
Oh, like aliens.
Aliens.
It causes me a lot of anxiety. Space, that is.
That's all you've been thinking about?
That's all I've been aliens. Thinking about. In fact, I've read a lot of books on space and aliens this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is funny because there's the show For All Mankind.
Oh my God. We've never seen it.
We've never seen it. And I vaguely remember you had almost a conviction to not watch it.
Can I tell you why?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Because we don't own Apple TV.
No, that's not a conviction. That's
a fact.
Convenient fact.
That's why. No, here's the thing. I don't have access to it. So whenever Haley wants us to watch it at her house, I don't want to start a show that she's already told me that I will love and then not be able to watch it upon going home. That's just like an unfair situation to set myself up for. So when it gets bought by another streaming platform, we will watch it. But for now, we do not have access to Apple TV.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough. Hey, we did start Ted Lasso, though. What do you think of that?
No, and that's the thing. I was adamantly against starting Ted Lasso, not because I don't think I'd like it. I am sure that I would like Ted Lasso, but we don't have access to Apple TV. So now we are two episodes into the first season of Ted Lasso, and we can't finish it.
Nope. Can't.
can't finish it. That sucks.
It's not possible.
So if you'd like to donate an Apple TV to the bit of your household, you can contact us.
This episode is brought to you by unachievable goals and beginnings of things that you can't complete, like watching Ted
the
Lasso.
The opposite of New Year's resolutions.
We can't finish Ted Lasso. We're not going to the moon because we can't buy one of those houses. Who knows what else? But that is the sponsor of this week's show.
You're so deadpan.
But I think that's all I got. We didn't talk about our recent trip. We didn't talk about Christmas at all.
Eh.
I'm sure everybody knows that Christmas happened.
It's true.
Wasn't there a song about that once?
What are you talking about?
I swear. You know, like the Africa song when all the celebrities were trying to raise money for Africa.
Are you talking about
Christmas?
Are you talking about the song "This Is Christmas" and then it says "War is over" at the end of it? Is that the song you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about "Do They Even Know It's Christmas?"
Oh, "Do They Know It's Christmas Time at All" by Band Aid.
Sure. Is that it?
Yeah, it's the word band, like bands, like music bands,
yeah, I get that.
Aid, because it was to aid the world. Band-Aid is the band.
It's the band, or
that's the name of the group of singers, like famous singers.
And it was a song that was put
Band-Aid,
together.
Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas? Yeah, see? Do They Know It's Christmas? By Band-Aid.
You know, I bet they don't know that it's Christmas. Not Band-Aid. The people that they were singing about.
I had 40 artists. You want to know why I know about that song, other than hearing the song on the radio? Because I watched VH1's I Love the 80s and I Love the 90s as a young child. And that's how I know a bunch of really random pop culture from decades that I wasn't even alive to see.
What did you learn about that song? How much money did it raise? Did they
No, they teach, were just a bunch... Do you not know what that show is?
Did they teach anybody about Christmas?
No, it's the VH1's.
I know what VH1 is.
It was just comedians making fun of pop culture events. So I just learned that it existed.
It didn't tell you anything about.
No. It was just a really funny segment with a bunch of comedians.
There's a song where they're singing about Christmas.
Was called, I knew the band or like the artist was called Band-Aid. So I would win at pub trivia. And that's all I care about.
I just wonder how many people learned about Christmas from that song.
Could you imagine a small child in Africa walking past the only radio in the village and that song's playing? How freaking annoying that would be like.
You're like, wait.
One, it's not even in the same language.
What is Christmas? Then he goes on this big,
and no, they wouldn't
endeavor.
Know it's Christmas time because Christmas time is a Western Christian holiday. Can we end now, please?
Yeah. We'll end. Okay. Well, with that, we are going to end this show. All right, but here we go.
Bye.